This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Time now for us to dig into ourselves. This is Your Hidden Power. I'm Doug Steffen, here to bring you some joy, thought-provoking conversation. This is not for everybody, although I wish it were. I know that there are people who, when they listen to our conversations, whether it be on the air live or whether it be the follow-up podcasts, some of these things are contrary to people and their beliefs, which is okay. As long as you don't criticize or insinuate that people are anything other than genuinely interested in this material, I certainly am, and I take kindly to people who support my interest in it, even if they don't really have an interest in it. I think it's really hard to criticize other people and their points of view when you don't really understand it. It's easy. Yeah. But there are a lot of people who just say, oh, well, they don't agree with me, so therefore they're not worth paying attention to. Not the case with me. I've always been a curious sort, and I believe more and more every day in the hidden powers that I have and that you have, and the things that we ought to be expressing, maybe exploring, looking into, and thus the reason for the person who is going to spend the next half hour talking with us. Ingrid Fattel Lee is the author of Joyful: The Surprising Power of Ordinary Things to Create Extraordinary Happiness. That is, as far as I'm concerned, an understatement. Ms. Lee, welcome to Your Hidden Power.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
All right. So what do we take away from the meaning of the word joy or joyful? When I first saw that you were going to be on, the first thing that came to my mind was Joyful, Joyful, We Adore Thee, which is a hymn I learned in church when I was a kid. And You probably, maybe, do you know the hymn I'm talking about, Joyful, Joyful?
I don't know that one.
Yeah,
but
yeah. It is kind of as it would sound to most, joyful. It's a happy song. And I think the word joy, you know, there are so many words in our language. We have such an interesting language that actually are what they sound like. The word joy. It is.
Yes.
Isn't it? Do you know what I mean?
It is joyful.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, I think as a culture, we are, we're obsessed with happiness. And that's the thing that we often focus on. And happiness, from a scientific perspective, happiness can be quite vague. It's something we measure over time. And it's sort of a broad evaluation of how we feel about our lives. So it includes things like how we feel about our work and how we feel about our relationships, and, you know, even our genetics play into how happy we feel. And sometimes, you know, we're not even sure if we are feeling happy or not. But joy is much simpler and more immediate. And I think that, you know, is why the word joy just feels joyful, because joy is really about a small moments. We find them in the course of our day. And what psychologists would define, the way that psychologists define joy, is as an intense momentary experience of positive emotion. And we measure it through direct physical expressions. So things like smiling and laughter and, you know, maybe in church, if you jump up and down and you have that feeling of elation, all of that, those are ways that we can measure the feeling of joy. And so while we often are sort of focused on this broader idea of happiness, and we think, I'll be happy when, you know, this happens, I'll be happy when I get a promotion, joy is actually right there all the time.
So is it an end result, or is it the journey?
I think it's very much the journey. I think often that's a great question, because it speaks to exactly this distinction that I think often we're focused on the idea that happiness is in our future and we're working toward it and one day we'll get there. And sometimes we sort of realize that we've been doing all these things that are supposed to make us happy and they don't actually do it. Whereas joy is very much about appreciating the small moments that happen along the way. And they can be very, very small, you know, a beautiful sunset, or playing with, your kids or a dog, or, you know, there are so many sort of small moments that happen in the day to day, that can create this feeling of joy.
So we live in an era, Ingrid, if I may call you Ingrid, of over-evaluation. People are looking for satisfaction in their lives, and perhaps that adds or ends up in joy or adds to your joy. Satisfaction, as you put it when we got started, whether it's at work or whether your relationships or what you do in your spare time, all of those things are important. But are we examining? It seems to me that everything is an examination, and we are trying to help people find the space in which they can have the best life. And it really is that simple, although you get into a lot of research from neuroscientists and psychologists and that sort of thing. Biology is part of this. Was it hard for you to kind of boil this all down?
What I would say is that your point about, you know, we're examining everything, I think that we have been taught to believe that joy is something that we're supposed to find within us. Mm-hmm. And so a lot of the self-help industry and the, you know, happiness literature that we find is focused on introspection and meditation and questioning, and those things are important practices. But I think what has been ignored for so long is the world around us and our connection to the world around us. And so when I started digging into this, and I really didn't go looking for this, I'm a designer by background. I was in design school, and I had a professor who made an offhand comment. He said that, you know, the work that I had designed gave him a feeling of joy. And I thought, well, that's weird, because I've, you know, had the same bias as I think, you know, is sort of rampant in our culture, where I thought joy is something that comes from within. It's not something that, you know, comes from these ordinary material objects. And so what is the connection there? How do tangible things relate to this intangible feeling of joy? And when I started to get into it, I realized that psychology as a field has really focused on the internal and has ignored the relationship between our minds, our emotions, and our environments, our surroundings. But there is actually a lot of research that shows that there is a profound connection. I mean, in my work and in putting together the book Joyful, I looked at over 200 studies that show a connection between our surroundings and our emotions. So the research is there. It's just sort of, as you point out, it's scattered through biology, anthropology, psychology, neuroscience. It's scattered in many different disciplines.
Well, I think that I'm not arguing the case. I just found in my own experience that going inside to understand what was going on with me was a way to find out what the impact is of all these external things. You can have impact from external things, but if you don't know how to really, sometimes you get stuck in a pattern and the same things repeat themselves, and that's because you haven't figured out inside of you how to break the pattern. That's at least the way I look at it. Maybe people look
at it differently. No question. I think that those practices are extremely important. I think what I'm trying to say is that the world of psychology has really ignored the way that our surroundings can influence us. So, mm-hmm. for example, you know, if you look at research on workplaces, there's a study that shows that people working in more colorful work environments are more joyful, confident,
yes.
and alert than those working in drab spaces. So that's not to say that we shouldn't do these introspective things, but that we should also be paying attention to the way that our environments affect us. And I think there are many people out there who have been taught that, you know, when they find themselves drawn toward color or flowers, you know, I know many women who won't even buy themselves flowers because it feels like an indulgence. And yet, you know, there's research that shows that flowers and greenery and nature improve our mood, and help to improve memory. And so there are all these sort of unconscious connections between our environment and our emotions and well-being, and none of that has been discussed and certainly not looked at as a body of research before.
Yeah. Ingrid Fetel-Lee is with us. The book is called Joyful, The Surprising Power of Ordinary Things to Create Extraordinary Happiness. Is that what you're looking for? I think I'm looking for it. You got to be nuts not to be looking for real happiness. 16 past the hour. This is Your Hidden Power. I'm Doug Steffen with some advice about a way to be joyful, to be happy. The anti-aging health movement is really at work all around us. It's in full swing. You probably want to eat well because you want to live a healthy life, but maybe you haven't found a way to get things like really good organic fruits and vegetables into your diet every day. It is hard because of Monsanto and all of the crap that's around in the regular food system. So now Texas Superfood comes along, big company in a big state with a big idea. Go to TexasSuperfood.com/Doug and see their full line of quality nutritional products. That's TexasSuperfood.com/Doug, or you can call them at 855-TEXAS-55. That's 855-TEXAS-55, or online at TexasSuperfoods.com/Doug.
Hey guys, it's Jen from the DJV Show. Let's talk about your health. There's no question you need omega-3s, but what form should you take them? Fish oil or krill oil? Nutritionists have debated this for years, but luckily there's a brand new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus from our friends at Purity Products. I take it and I absolutely love it because it combines ultra pure fish oil for your heart and krill oil for your joints together in just one tiny pill. If that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just 7 days, so you will feel better guaranteed. Purity is so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, they want to send you a free bottle to put it to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil. It's not krill oil. It's both, and now it's free. Just pay a little shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now, 800-355-1493. 800-355-1493.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Kriebel.
A friend, struggling to make ends meet, found that he could rent a spare room by the night and earn a nice supplemental income. But he also found out there are rules about competing with hotels. Cities from New York to Denver have adopted rules to stop such practices. Not because there's any danger to public safety, but because Airbnb has become serious competition for hotels, just as Uber competes with taxis. Many tourists enjoy staying at bed and breakfast, and traveling is a different experience when you get to know your hosts in their own homes. We understand why hotel chains may be threatened by such competition, but a look through the lens of liberty tells us this is not the government's business. Such favoritism limits your choices, but if you don't defend your right to stay wherever you want, who will?
For more, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
All right, so this whole business of joy, finding joy, things that we see around us. I'll tell you, one of the things that I love to see, Ingrid, is a rainbow. I love looking at that. I wrote a little sentence to a friend of mine that I love about rainbows and what that meant, because I saw a rainbow on her birthday, and I thought that was God's way of wishing her a happy birthday. What do you think of that?
Understandable. I mean, a rainbow is one of the most joyful things we can see. And of course, it's this experience of seeing bright color in an unexpected place, and something that I call abundance. So you see multiple colors at once. It's something that's very rare in nature. And so, of course, it's something that's immediately attractive to us, because we see this collection of bright colors all at once.
So that's a fabulous lead into another discussion that I want to have with you, the whole concept of abundance and how that plays into joy, understanding that abundance is just not about money. Let's talk about that as we continue here on Your Hidden Power.
I'm Dave. David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Continuing on Your Hidden Power, the success of this program and the subsequent podcast, if you look at yourhiddenpowershow.com, which is where you find the podcast, number 67 is a bit of information about the way energy works for all of us at different ages. We have poet, mystic guide, and author Deirdre Haid on the current podcast, podcast number 67, yourhiddenpowershow.com. That's how you find the podcast, only at yourhiddenpowershow.com, where the information we're getting this week from Ingrid Vitale Lee will appear next week. She's the author of Joyful, The Surprising Power of Ordinary Things to Create Extraordinary Happiness. What do people most misunderstand about the term and the concept of abundance, do you think, Ingrid?
Well, I think as a culture, we think about abundance in terms of accumulation. And so, you know, we've had Marie Kondo come through and tell us about, you know, finding joy in letting go of things. And I think sometimes we think of abundance as the opposite of that, right? Abundance is like accumulating a lot of stuff. And maybe accumulating a lot of wealth, as you alluded to before. And when I first started to study joy, one of the things that I noticed is that, you know, as I was asking people about the things that brought them joy, I found that things like the rainbow you mentioned, things like confetti and polka dots and things that sort of have this sense of abundance were common. And I was trying to understand, you know, if abundance is joyful, first of all, why? And I think that it has to do with, there's an evolutionary preference, for abundance, right? We evolved in a world where scarcity was dangerous and abundance meant survival. And so when we have, you know, when we see, I call it the kid in the candy store aesthetic. When we see lots of something spread out before us, when you see a full buffet, or a potluck, that gives us this feeling of joy. It sort of satiates us it soothes us on a very unconscious level. But at the same time, it doesn't have to be about accumulating a lot of stuff. And as I sort of dug into this research, I realized that what is really important is not material abundance, but sensorial abundance. We find joy in an abundance of sensations. Mm. And that doesn't have to mean a lot of stuff.
I'm listening to you, and it's like we're on the same page, kindred spirits. Synchronicity brought me around to thinking the same things you just, at the same time you expressed them, I was thinking about all of the things that we experience that bring us joy that use the five regular powers. So in order to get to the sixth hidden power, we use all five for joy. What you see, what you touch, what you taste, what you feel, what you hear, all of those sensations do have the ability to bring us so much joy. I know a lot of people can say, well, the same sensations give me horror as well. Well, that's because that's the way you want to pick it up that way. Fine. But I was thinking about why people get excited about fireworks, for example. It seems to, or going to a baseball game or seeing a baby smile in the first words. I mean, any of these things that require our regular senses bring us to the sixth sense, don't you think?
The joy comes in through our senses. That is where it begins. And if we tune into that, it's one of the most powerful ways that we have of finding more joy in daily life.
Yeah, colors, all that stuff. All right, so at the website, aestheticsofjoy.com, we can get the book there or you get it at Amazon. Joyful, the Surprising Power of Ordinary Things to Create Extraordinary Happiness. The book is available at both your website and on Amazon, I'm guessing, right?
Yes, it is.
All right, this is cool. Thank you for having us think this way. I think you have brought us a lot of joy. Ingrid Fattel Lee, the book is called Joyful, Surprising Power of Ordinary Things to Create Extraordinary Happiness at aestheticsofjoy.com.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
Here are today's automotive news headlines. I'm Nick Miles. I spent the best part of a week test driving Chevrolet's new Silverado in Jackson Hole, Wyoming. The team has set their sights on more, adding more features and capability. With the biggest bed in class, thanks to some creative construction, the Silverado has some outstanding features like segment-only electronic up and down tailgate that is controlled from the key fob. It also has an electronic step that rotates to the rear so you can step into the bed. For more, go to OurAutoExpert.com.
It's not often that a vehicle can truly awaken your senses, but the 2018 Alfa Romeo Giulia does just that. Crafted to provide a truly unique driving experience. Learn more about Motor Trend's 2018 Car of the Year at AlfaRomeoUSA.com.
Have you ever tried to plan a vacation and the hotel costs, airfare, and pet sitter all add up to one big never mind? Well, it's time to embrace the adventure and go RVing instead. GoRVing.com is your one-stop shop for all things RV camping. Browse the different types of RVs, find a rental agent or dealer near you, and compare the costs. Explore more than 16,000 RV parks and campgrounds nationwide, and even plan your menus for the trip. Find out what you've been missing at GoRVing.com. That's GoRVing.com.
United States Navy veteran Jack Holder talks about the first strike on Pearl Harbor.
After the first wave hit, we had construction crews. The Oklahoma, battleship Oklahoma had turned turtle up. The keel of the ship was up. We had construction crews out there on the bottom of the ship, cutting holes in the bottom of the ship, rescuing seamen trapped inside.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of American veterans. To hear more, like us on Facebook.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. With Hurricane Michael gaining strength and aiming for the Florida Panhandle, Governor Rick Scott has declared a state of emergency in 25 counties.
Hurricane Michael is a massive storm that could bring total devastation to parts of our state, especially in the panhandle.
The National Hurricane Center predicts steady to rapid strengthening of the storm, with Michael becoming a major hurricane by Tuesday night. WCVS-TV meteorologist Lonnie Quinn says there will be a lot of rain and a life-threatening storm surge.
Got a little bit stronger today. Moving to the north at 9 miles per hour. Right now, 520 miles south of Apalachicola, Florida. That's the direction it's moving in. We do anticipate some pretty rapid intensification, maybe a Cat 2 sometime tomorrow, possibly making landfall as a Cat 3.
Forecasters say Hurricane Michael might make landfall by Wednesday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable. And save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Your hidden power continues now at 34 past the hour with Uri Geller, mystifier, mind motivator, paranormalist. Uri, we've been talking about going to places to get inspiration. And then there are those who think that inspiration comes from within, that we don't need people like you, and others who are supposedly motivators. And I know over the years you have dealt with skepticism. How do you guard yourself, and how do others who are sensitive and who are teachers guard themselves? Or do they speak for themselves and they don't have to? It's almost like sometimes, you know, I feel some of these people are apologizing for their gifts, which is, you know, there's so much skepticism around today, questioning integrity, that sort of thing. So I know you're not guarded at all when speaking. How did you get the confidence that you have to just keep going against, you know, sometimes some pretty nasty comments?
Well, you know, it's funny that you bring up the subject about motivation and inspiration, because just a couple of hours ago I got an email from the Himalayas, where we know a young man who is a son of our friends went there to learn how to meditate the right way. And once you go through the course, which is about 6 weeks, they give you a meditation diploma, and they certify you to be a teacher or a guru of meditation. And a lot of people swear by meditation. It's relaxing, it's mind expanding, it triggers your imagination, your visualization, and it makes you kind of more attuned to your consciousness and empowers you so you can be more successful in life. And I learned many, many years ago, decades ago, that whatever I do, there will always be controversy around me. There will always be those skeptics, as you say. We call them skeptics. Now, by the way, there are skeptics in any field, whether it's about global warming. There are those who fight about, yes, there is global warming, no, there isn't. Then there are the skeptics about gun control. Should Americans have guns or not? Politics, I mean, everything under the sun has skeptics in the corner somewhere trying to debunk what others say. I learned how to, like you mentioned the word guard myself, by basically building a shield around me of, it's an invisible shield that protects me, but it comes from within. What I do is I simply ignore the negativity around me. Mm-hmm. I ignore skeptics. I let them rage and I let them fight because I also see it as free publicity. I mean, let's face it, the skeptics gave me the longevity I have. If it wasn't for the skeptics, I think I would have been kind of gone. Nobody would know the name Uri Geller. But the more they speak about me, you know, the old saying that actually, the very famous saying that Oscar Wilde came up with, he said that there's only one worse thing in life than being talked about, and that's not being talked about. Mm-hmm. So for me, skeptics contributed to my career. To others who don't really need skeptics for their careers, simply ignore. Do not surround yourself with negative people. Keep away from losers. Keep away from people who are envious, jealous. Those are the ones who create that negative energy, the negative force. And, you know, it's really up to you to ignore it and just get on with your life and surround yourself with positive people, positive outlooks, positive environment, positive places. I think you can do it. And that's how I found this system. It really works. And I think you're the same, Doug. I mean, look, you've got your share of people who email you nasty emails. Am I right?
I have my detractors. Yes, I do. And I like you, although I don't know if I do it consciously. I used to be affected. If you listen to me 20 years ago, and when somebody would take a shot at me or send me something nasty, I'd read it on the air, and then I'd take a shot at them. But I don't do that anymore because I don't know that it gets anywhere, frankly. It doesn't offer anybody something positive. There's no hope. I'm a great believer in hope as a strategy. I think we need to give people a reason to have a better day today than they had yesterday. Give them hope that things are not going to be as bad as they may think they are, or as they seem to be, or maybe they actually are for people. It's hope.
Exactly, Doug. You're doing the right thing. Ignore, don't fight back. Because, look, hey, let me teach you all a good sentence. Show me a successful man, and I will show you controversy. So everyone who is successful, they've got something controversial about them, how they got to where they are, their personality, their character, the job they're doing, whatever they're producing, there is controversy. And people tend to be envious, jealous, or people tend to hate what you are saying. Now, especially in the radio business, you're being heard. You're in the driving seat, so people are listening to you, whether it's at home, on their mobile phones, in their cars, and you're producing, you're laying out your theories. your own feelings about things. Whenever you're asking questions from your guests, you're displaying, you're kind of peeling off their certain camouflage that they have around them, and you get to the point, and people like that.
Well,
so Doug, my advice is just continue being you. There's nothing like being you. I always remember that the secret of success is originality. Mm-hmm. So if you create original things on your show, you will be successful. More people will want to hear you. And just ignore the negative emails. And then that will kind of ebb away. It will wane away as these skeptics see that you're not answering them.
Well, I think that under the circumstances, that's why I do things like this weekly conversation, Your Hidden Power, you coming on to go through your experiences. And yeah, I've known you for 24, 25 years, and I don't know what life was like. I think every once in a while how you, in particular, have inspired me. We become friends, and so there's an equality, but I don't know that I inspire you the way you inspire me. All right, pal, I'll talk to you later. Uri Geller, go to his website and be inspired. URIGELLER. UriGeller.com. Up next, our psychic spirit, the psychic scout, Mary O'Malley.
As a small business owner, you make every dollar count. So what could you do with $10? Go to Vistaprint.com today, and you'll get 500 high-quality custom business cards for only $9.99. That's less than 2 cents per card. And at Vistaprint, your satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed. So it's never been easier to turn 500 strangers into connections. Just visit Vistaprint.com and use promo code 2000 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 2000.
There are many words you could use to describe the new Kia Stinger GT. Stunning, stylish, sporty. The word breathtaking, however, isn't just an adjective. It's a warning. Because while the ability to go 0 to 60 in 4.7 seconds might take your breath away, going 60 to 0 with powerful Brembo brakes will help you catch it again. The 2018 Kia Stinger GT, fueled by youth. Stinger GT rear-wheel drive using launch control with factory-equipped 19-inch wheels. Results may vary. Do not attempt. Always drive safely.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry's starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 0707 at checkout. That's harrys.com. Code 0707. Enjoy.
All right, 44 minutes after the hour now, time for our weekly visit with Mary O'Malley, the so-called psychic scout. Go to psychicscout.com as she has opportunities there for you to learn more about yourself. That seems to be our theme today, Mary, learning more about yourself. But isn't that the theme every day when you get right down to brass tacks, isn't it, that we all want to know more about our energy, what makes us tick, where do we go, what do we do, how do we do it, that sort of thing. You ever get tired? You ever feel like you have the weight of the world on your shoulders because people dump all their junk on you?
Sometimes. Sometimes. It depends on the situation. A lot of times we just don't have anybody to go to that isn't personally involved in our life to talk something out, where you just need a blank slate, a mirror. So a lot of times I'm the mirror for that person. And they usually find their own answer if they just get a chance to talk it out loud. It's just part of being the psychic, and the guides are hearing what they say, and it's a good way to get a bigger perspective on things. that, you know, sometimes people habitually dump all their stuff, and I'm like, no, that's not my job.
Well, but the other side, there are a lot of people who are their own worst enemies, and one of the things that comes about, speaking of dumping, is and energy and stuff. If you've got a lot of clutter, I was just going through my office, and there's stuff piled up. There's a new cabinet in there, and there's lots of old files. And when I walk through there, I think, I want to do something about this. But then I think, oh, this will take a half hour, 45 minutes. I don't have it right now. So I keep walking by it. Is that the kind of stuff that slows? Doesn't that slow people down sometimes?
Yes, it does. I've been in the same apartment for 20 years, and I have stuff in the back of the cupboards that have been here since I moved in that I've never seen. And I'm going through that myself, a purge, you know, start getting rid of things. So, you know, our lives are cluttered up. We have a lot of things going on, a lot of things to do, a lot of things we're responsible for, and it makes life easier if your environment isn't cluttered at the same time.
So you need to clutter out. We need to unclutter out. Good, Dick. That's a good expression. You need to unclutter. I'm seeing, excuse me, in my imagination at the moment, a kind of a tree branches and the using of putting together the branch of the tree to sweep things out. And does that allow you to let new things in? I think a lot of people think that that's what happens. It lets new things in, right?
It does. It creates the space for new things to come in, for new energy to come in into the environment and into yourself. So, you know, it's like for relationships, they say, you know, empty out a couple drawers in your dresser and make some room in the closet. If you're looking for a new relationship, make room for that person, you know? So yeah. It's the same kind of thing.
All right. So let me ask you a tough question.
Okay.
I saw something online as I do my research for this program. I'm always Googling various things that have to do with this sort of work. And I saw that a psychic had to repay $3.5 million to a woman for exorcisms. Did you see that? The kind of thing. I don't understand how exorcisms work.
I didn't see that one, but I've seen others like it. Yeah. Yeah. You know, like any industry, there's people who push the limits. It makes us all look bad, you know?
Right. Yeah, people who take advantage. I remember going through in Philadelphia when I was working there. I was on a remote broadcast out on the pier. I don't even remember. Isn't it funny? I remember that. And there was sort of a cavalcade of sensitive people that were on display. And one woman came running over to me. She introduced herself as Madam somebody or other, and she said, for $500, I can clear all that negative energy around you. I can see it. Your aura is black. And so I didn't go for it, fortunately, but I don't know that somebody running over to me and saying, for $500, I can clear your aura, is something that gives the business a good name. You agree?
I agree. And it happened to a friend of mine who's a little overweight, and somebody came up and said, oh, I need it. I can balance your chakras and get your blood pressure down. And she's been exercising and working really hard and just had a clean bill of health from the doctor. Her blood pressure's fine. Everything's fine. You know, it's not all right to take advantage of people.
Well, it is all right to go to you. Go to PsychicScout.com, Mary O'Malley.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Now 53 after the hour, your hidden power. Now, with our astrologer, Maria Francesca Trilogy, who is your astrological light beacon and the author of the book Life is Good When You Do the Work, here to talk about Jupiter entering the sign of Scorpio. That happens this week, first time in 12 years. So I have a few Scorpios in my life. Is this only good for those who have birth sign of Scorpio? Is this good for moon sign Scorpio? What is this? The Jupiter entering the sign of Scorpio, good for?
Good morning. Well, Jupiter is the planet that brings goodness, brings benefits, brings goodness, brings opportunity for positive change in a person's life, and overall brings this energy. And now Scorpio, of course, we know is the sign of the people that are quite tenacious, will go after what they want and go all the way down as far as they have to go to get the answer.
Are we always successful?
The natural detectives of the zodiac.
Are we always successful? That's the question.
Well, you know, you have to determine and decide what success is. If you believe that success is going after your goal and making a statement about what you think is right, then you're a success. You know, the saying goes, I'd rather fail at something I tried hard at than not try hard at all.
Mm-hmm.
So to your second question about who will benefit everyone well. So no matter your sun sign, your moon sign, your ascendant sign, wherever Scorpio appears in your birth chart, it will be where that support and ultimate success will be the most prevalent. So it's important to, with this event only happening once every 12 years, for you to pay attention, get your chart done by a reputable astrologer, and take a look at where that Jupiter transit or that Scorpio energy is going to be able to support your life. And that is probably the best way for you to gather any kind of, you know, to me, Jupiter brings us the strength and the passion to go after what we want. And then hopefully it will be a success. You know, of course, it all depends. Scorpio takes on some pretty powerful, I would say, challenges. Yes, absolutely right. And some of them are quite successful. You know, is every endeavor we go after a success? Again, it depends on how defining we determine
success.
It.
Yeah, defining success. So if you're looking for a good person to get a reading from, that wasn't why Maria said what she did, but I'm going to say it for her. The problem is nobody can spell her name. So if you go to SMBWorks at earthling.net, you can find
me. Just give me a hello. This is so-and-so, and I heard you on Good Day with Doug Steffen, and I will definitely get back with you.
All right. Well, I should get back to everybody, but just it makes it, you get into the front of the line, perhaps. Let's go back to the meanings, in this circumstance, we're talking about Jupiter entering the sign of Scorpio. Who figured this all out? You've become a student of it. You've learned it. But where did the initial information come from? Who did the research? Who put all of this together?
Yes, oh my goodness. Years and years and years of studying. So at one time, astronomy and astrology were one study first. And then as they started realizing the effect of how these planets would move around, and what kind of effect they had on different people and how the planets affected. So it was through, I will say, the tenacity of many young, early astrologers, astronomers. As I said, first it was just astronomy because they noticed what was going on in the sky and how it affected people on the planet and crops and weather. And that's how it all started. And then they broke it down more and more and more and more to this.
The astrologers and astronomers. So it is. It's fascinating how you put all of this together. It's like learning math or science or anything. It is a science. So you want to talk to Maria, SMBWorks at earthling.net. This is your hidden power.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Ever wonder how Bitcoin and Ethereum were created? Vercel Media has helped hundreds of companies and individuals make their own cryptocurrency. Decentralized blockchain solutions are making the world more transparent and giving power back to the people. Vercel Media has helped companies raise tens of millions in the past year alone, structuring and marketing ICOs to the thirsty crypto public worldwide. Don't miss the cryptocurrency revolution. Visit VercelMedia.com. VercelMedia.com.